WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter. And let's be real. Life can feel like a constant uphill battle sometimes, right? We're bombarded with information, expectations, and pressures from all directions. It's easy to get caught in the whirlwind and lose sight of ourselves along the way. But what if I told you there's a superpower we all possess that can help us navigate these choppy waters? That superpower is self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, "Oh, another fluffy feel-good concept," hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about being soft on yourself or letting things slide. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think about it. When your bestie is feeling down, what do you say? You probably offer words of encouragement, a listening ear, maybe even a shoulder to cry on. Well, guess what? You deserve the same level of care and understanding, especially during those challenging times. So, how can we actually practice self-compassion in our daily lives? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you tap into this powerful force. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. The first step is recognizing that you're human, and humans mess up. It's okay to feel stressed, overwhelmed, or even downright bummed out sometimes. Don't judge yourself for these emotions. Just acknowledge them and allow yourself to experience them fully. You know that feeling when you're trying to keep it all together, but inside you're screaming? Acknowledge it. Say to yourself, "Hey, this is tough, and I'm allowed to feel this way. It's a game changer, trust me." 2. Practice self-kindness. Treat yourself like the incredible person you are. Instead of berating yourself for mistakes or setbacks, offer words of encouragement and support. Think about what you would say to a loved one in a similar situation. Now say that to yourself. It might feel awkward at first, but the more you practice, the more natural it will become. 3. Remember, you're not alone. We all face challenges in life, big and small. Remind yourself that you're not alone in this journey. Connect with loved ones, join a support group, or simply acknowledge the shared human experience. Knowing that others understand what you're going through can be incredibly comforting and empowering. Ever felt like you were the only one struggling with something? Remember, there are millions of people out there who have walked the same path. 4. Focus on growth. Instead of dwelling on your shortcomings, focus on learning and growing from your experiences. See setbacks as opportunities for self-improvement and personal development. Every stumble is a chance to pick yourself up stronger and wiser. You know that saying, "Fail forward"? It's true. Embrace the challenges and learn from them. 5. Practice mindfulness. Taking time to be present in the moment can help reduce stress and cultivate a sense of self-awareness. Engage your senses, notice your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and simply breathe deeply. Take a few minutes each day to just be. It's amazing how much this can change your perspective. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high school teacher who's feeling overwhelmed by grading, lesson planning, and the constant demands of her job. She's starting to feel burned out and exhausted, but instead of beating herself up, she takes a moment to acknowledge her feelings. She reminds herself that it's okay to feel stressed and that she's doing her best in a challenging situation. She then focuses on what she can control, breaking down tasks into smaller chunks, asking for support from colleagues, and taking breaks throughout the day. Sarah's self-compassion allows her to navigate this difficult period with more grace and resilience. See, self-compassion isn't about being perfect, it's about being kind to yourself even when you fall short. It's about recognizing your worth, embracing your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same care and understanding that you would offer to someone you love. Remember, you're amazing, just as you are. So, what can you do today to cultivate more self-compassion in your life? Start by acknowledging your struggles, offering yourself words of kindness, and remembering that you're not alone on this journey. As always, keep shining bright, and remember to tap out of overstimulation whenever you need a break.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.